You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. On the first day of Packers' mandatory minicamp, the big question was answered as Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP, was a no-show. Of course, his head coach, Matt LaFleur, was asked how worried Green Bay fans should be about this situation.
I'm not going to get into my conversations with Aaron and the communication. And I think, you know, I'm naturally optimistic, but you know, again, we'll take it day by day and just do whatever we can to help remedy this situation. You know, I think anytime you're talking about any player on your football team, you'd love everybody to be here. And so, you know, it's certainly, it is what it is, man.
It's a very different storyline down in Tampa for the Super Bowl champs. Yesterday was Tom Brady's first day back at practice with the Bucs. Even though TB12 is coming off of knee surgery from earlier this year, it was a full go during the session with the exception of blitz drills. It's all part of the plan, according to his head coach, Bruce Arians.
They look fine. I had to pull him out a couple. That first period, that's okay. You can have four. They kept begging to go back in. But the only thing I didn't want him in was the blitz period where, you know, some guys might get around him too quick. You know, still be careful with what we're doing with him. And yeah, trying to stop him from playing is... it's pretty tough.
The hope in Dallas is Dak Prescott will be fully recovered by the start of Cowboys training camp. Prescott missing the last 11 games in 2020 due to a broken ankle suffered in Week 5 versus the Giants. His head coach, Mike McCarthy, has a positive outlook on Dak's progress.
He's done everything. He hasn't missed anything that's been slated. I mean, you know, he's doing a lot of extra, frankly. So the anticipation would be for him to go to every day is the outlook. But, you know, we'll obviously, you know, we're not naive. I mean, it's just like any player that comes back from injury, especially major joint injury. It's, you know, that first year back, there's going to be some things you have to work through. And but I would anticipate a start with him in a full mode and, you know, get him into the team periods and just, you know, get back to playing football.
NFL Network's Kim Jones is reporting that Saquon Barkley was back at the Giants facility Tuesday as the G-Man began mandatory minicamp. Barkley will not be participating, though, as he rehabs from surgery on a torn ACL last year. The 2018 Offensive Rookie of the Year only played 2 games last season. Jacksonville coach Urban Meyer saying quarterback Trevor Lawrence experienced some hamstring tightness Tuesday. According to NFL Network's Mike Garofolo, the team trainers were working on the first overall pick, but Lawrence should be fine by tomorrow. Today is the Jaguars' scheduled off day. Well, make sure to get the new episode of the NFL Legends podcast today. It's an unscripted podcast series discussing the challenges and personal anecdotes of NFL players, hosted by Hall of Famer Aeneas Williams. Topics include parenting, coaching, wellness, and overcoming adversity. Oh, and before I go, I want to give a big congrats to my guy, Nate Burleson, for picking up not one, but 2 sports semis last night. One for outstanding sports personality / studio analyst, and certainly a well-deserved honor to my co-worker and friend, one of the best guys in the biz. All right, that's it for me. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.